Welcome to the masterclass on building a jungle and old school DNB baseline using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. This is not about drawing one static bass loop and hoping it carries the track. We're going to make the bass feel alive, like it's performing with the breakbeat. That's the whole point. In jungle and old school drum and bass, the bassline is part of the conversation. It answers the drums, pushes the tension, drops out at the right moments, and comes back with attitude. So the mindset for this lesson is simple. Build a solid bass sound, print it to audio, slice it up, rework it, and turn it into something that feels more like a performance than a MIDI pattern. By the end, you'll have a bass system that includes a clean sub, a gritty mid layer, chopped audio phrases, and arrangement-ready variations you can use across an intro, drop, and switch up. First, let's set the scene with the drums. In this style, always start with a breakbeat. Don't build the bass in a vacuum. Drop in your main drum break first, and set the tempo somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM depending on the vibe you want. If you want that deeper jungle swing, lean a little looser. If you want a tighter modern DNB feel with old-school flavor, go a bit faster and more locked in. Load the break into an audio track, and if it already feels good, don't overwarp it. A lot of the magic in jungle is in the natural movement of the break. If it's swinging nicely, leave that energy intact. You can add a little drum buss on the drum group later for glue, but keep it subtle for now. The goal is to hear the groove clearly and understand where the snare, ghost notes, and kick accents live. Why start with drums? Because the bass in this genre is not just low-end support. It interacts with the break. If the snare is hitting hard on 2 and 4, the bass should leave room there, or hit around it in a way that creates tension and release. That's where the character comes from. Now let's build the source sound. Create a MIDI track and load something like Waveatable, Operator, or Analog. Waveatable is a great choice here, because you can build a clean, flexible tone and then resample it into something rougher later. Start with a basic saw or square saw blend. Add a second saw oscillator slightly detuned. Keep the unison small, maybe two voices at most, because we want movement, not a huge washed-out cloud. Then shape the tone with a low-pass filter. Depending on the note range and key, you might start the cutoff anywhere from around 120 to 300 Hz. The important thing is that the sound has a strong body, but it's not already too bright or too wide. The sub needs to stay stable, so keep the low end disciplined. If needed, layer a clean sign underneath using Operator, and make sure the bass track is mono by putting utility on it and setting the width to zero. Write a simple phrase. Seriously, keep it simple at first. One or two bars is enough. In this style, a strong bassline often uses just a few notes placed with intention. Think about where the snare lands. Think about leaving a gap before the snare, then answering after it. That call and response feel is a huge part of the jungle and old school DNB language. Once you've got the notes, bring some motion into the synth before resampling it. This is where the sound starts to feel alive. Use auto filter to create movement in the cutoff. You can automate it by hand, or draw a gentle rise and fall so the bass feels like it's breathing. Keep it musical. You're not trying to do a giant EDM sweep here. You're trying to create subtle tonal changes that will sound interesting once they're printed to audio. You can also add saturator to bring in some harmonics. A few dB of drive is often enough. Soft clip can help if the peaks get a little wild. Overdrive is another good option if you want a nastier upper edge, and corpus can add a metallic or hollow character if you use it lightly. Just remember, the sub should stay clean. Any width, chorus, or stereo spice should live in the mid-range, not in the fundamental low end. This step matters because resampling captures whatever is happening in the synth at the moment of recording. If the sound is moving, the audio will already have phrasing, texture, and attitude built into it. That's exactly what we want. We're trying to capture a living performance, not just a note. Now commit. Create a new audio track and set it to resample your bass track, or route the MIDI bass into it internally. Record a few bars. Don't just record one perfect version. Print a few variations. Maybe one dryish version, one with more saturation, and one with extra filter movement or upper mid bite. Leave a little headroom. Don't obsess over making it spotless. Slight roughness is good here. It gives you more usable material when you start slicing. This is an important teacher note. Print with intent. Before you record, decide what that version is for. Is it a tight stab? A longer tail? A dirty fill? A transition hit? When you know the purpose of the print, the resampling stage becomes fast and musical instead of random. Now comes the fun part. Take that audio and slice it like a drum break. Right-click the recorded bass phrase and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice, by transients or by fixed values like 1/8 or 1/16 if the phrase is very controlled. Ableton will create a drum rack with those slices, and now your bass becomes playable in a whole new way. At this stage, you are no longer just writing notes. You're designing groove with audio edits. Trigger the slices as one-shots. Move them around in the MIDI editor. Build a pattern, where the first bar is sparse and the second bar is a little more active. That contrast is important. Jungle and DNB breathe through repetition and variation. If the bass is too busy all the time, it loses impact. If it's too static, it feels programmed instead of performed. A really classic move is to leave space where the snare hits hard, then answer just after the snare with a clipped bass stab. That makes the bass feel like it's talking back to the breakbeat. It's one of the easiest ways to make the groove feel intentional. Now process those slices a bit. Put a device chain on the drum rack track to shape the energy. Drum bus is great for adding punch and density. EQ8 can clean out muddy low mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if things start clouding up. Saturator can add bite. Auto filter can be used to open and close certain hits. If you want a little old school grime, a tiny amount of redux can work too, but keep it subtle. We want texture, not obvious destruction. This is also a good point to use velocity creatively. Let harder hits open the filter a bit more or trigger a louder slice. Let softer hits act like ghost notes. That makes the bass line behave more like a rhythmic instrument. It stops being a static loop and starts becoming a phrase. If you want an extra old-school touch, shorten one of the slices, so it feels more percussive, almost like a tom or a rimshot that happens to be made from bass. That hybrid quality sits beautifully under chopped breaks. Now let's rebuild the sub separately. This part is essential. Don't rely on the sliced audio for clean sub weight unless it's already super controlled. Create a separate MIDI track with a pure sine wave from operator or analog. Keep it mono. Use utility at zero width. If you need to, sidechain it lightly to the kick so the low end breathes a little. The sub should feel simple, rooted, and solid. It doesn't need to be flashy. A good sub line in this style usually follows the root notes, maybe with the occasional fifth or octave for movement. Keep it tidy. The whole reason this works is because the sub is stable while the mid layer can get wild. That separation is the secret sauce. Your mid bass can be gritty, wide, chopped, and full of character, while the sub stays club safe and consistent. In DNB, that's huge, because the kick and break are already taking a lot of the transient space. If the sub is messy, the whole groove can fall apart. Now think about arrangement. Don't just loop one bass phrase for the entire track. Build sections. Use 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing. Start with a sparse intro where the bass opens gradually. Then hit the main drop with a fuller chopped version. Later, remove the sub for a bar or two so the break breathes. Then bring in a nastier resampled take. You can even swap to a slightly different rhythm or a halftime variation for the next section. Automation is your best friend here. Move the auto filter cutoff. Push the saturator drive a little harder on certain sections. Send selected hits into reverb or delay for dubby tails. One of the nicest tricks is to automate a quick filter rise on the last bar before a variation, then cut it abruptly right before the next snare hit. That tiny bit of tension can hit harder than a huge riser. Another advanced move is to make multiple prints and treat them like arrangement tools. Print a clean version, a distorted version, a bandpassed version, and a delay printed version. Then use them in different sections. Clean for the intro, heavier for the drop, filtered for tension, and delay soaked for transitions. That's an efficient way to turn sound design into arrangement. Now let's talk about the relationship between bass and drums again, because this is where a lot of people go wrong. Check how dense the break is. If the drums are busy, the bass should be more selective. If the drums are sparse, the bass can carry more rhythmic detail. Listen in mono often. If the bass feels massive in stereo but weak in mono, the mid layer is probably doing too much heavy lifting, and the sub may not be stable enough. Keep the lowest layer mono and tidy. Use EQ to clean up low mid clutter if the break and bass are stepping on each other. A lot of the power in this workflow comes from editing audio like a groove tool. Nudge slice starts. Trim tails. Leave gaps on purpose. The rhythm of the edits matters just as much as the notes. Sometimes the groove is not in what you play, but in where you don't play. Here are a few extra pro moves that work really well in darker DNB. Try tiny pitch envelopes on selected bass hits for a more aggressive attack. Even a small downward pitch drop can make a stab feel more rude and physical. If you want deeper space, add a short echo send on just the last note of a phrase, then print that return to audio and use only a tiny part of it. You can also duplicate the bass, Band pass the copy, and blend it quietly behind the main sound for extra motion. And if the bass is sounding too clean, resample it through saturator and redux its subtle settings before slicing. The goal is texture, not obvious spit crushing. You can also use groove pooling from the break on your sliced bass MIDI, so the bass inherits some of the same swing language. That's a really nice way to make the bass feel locked to the drum loop without sounding robotic. Here's a simple practice challenge you can use right away.